Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. And this is a big golden book. Not a little one, but a big one. This story was written by Bonnie Bader and illustrated by Joni Stone. And it's read today by Mommy and... Okay. Chikadapapapapa. Did I get it right?
Do-papa.
Well, it's good to have him here.
But.
Oh, I see. Well, like it's so many... Like you... Oh, my. Well, there's definitely a lot happening here with that name, but we'll unpack that later. Maybe offline. And before we get started, I want to explain, did you know that right now there is a big festival happening called...
Hanukkah.
That's right. In fact, people will say...
This is how you say Hanukkah correctly. Hanukkah.
Very good. People say happy holidays because there's a lot of different holidays that are happening all at the same doggone time in the same doggone week, month. And so that's why people say happy holidays, because some people celebrate Christmas like we do, fist bump. Boom. Some people celebrate Hanukkah, like Aunt Sally, and a bunch of other people that we know, too. And some there's tons of holidays. Kwanzaa and solstice, and there's lots of stuff going on. But let's read this one and figure out why do they celebrate Hanukkah? Let's read it, shall we? Okay. Tonight, we celebrate Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. We light the menorah. And do you know what the menorah is? It is a very fancy candelabra that has a lot of candles in it. 9 of them, to be exact. We eat potato pancakes called latkes. We spin the dreidel. And look at that. The dreidel is a top with different... Hebrew letters written on it, and you play this game by spinning that top and then doing what it says on each one of the sides of the top. We played it earlier, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. You won, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. We celebrate Hanukkah for 8 nights, but why? She asks. That's a good question. Let's read. The story of Hanukkah comes from something that happened a long, long time ago to the Jewish people in the land of Israel. King Antiochus, was ruler of the land, but he did not like the Jewish people because they didn't eat or dress or pray the same way he did. The Jewish people prayed at the temple. They read from a special book called the Torah, and they celebrated Shabbat, which is a very special holy day, okay? And other holidays together in the temple, which is their way of saying church. Same sort of thing, right? The beautiful menorah made of gold stood tall in the temple. To light it, holy oil was poured into the cups. The light sparkled and glowed, filling the temple with warmth and love. One day, the king announced that the Jewish people could not celebrate their holidays or even read from the Torah. He ordered his soldiers to attack the temple. The soldiers broke the beautiful menorah and even smashed the jars filled with holy oil. So the king's men set up statues in the temples so they would worship their own gods. The Jews still studied from the Torah, but in secret. And when the king's soldiers appeared, they would quickly hide the Torah and pretend they were just playing a game of dreidel. Sorry, don't mind us. We're not doing anything. We're just playing a game. Doot-de-doot-de-doot-de-doot. One day, the day came when a group of Jewish soldiers called the Maccabees decided to try to get the temple back. And they went to war against King Antiochus and his men. But how could the small group of Maccabees defeat the king's big army? The Maccabees did not give up. They fought until they won. But the Jewish people were able to return to the temple, but when they got inside, they found a big mess waiting for them. With the Maccabees' help, the people cleaned up and fixed the damaged temple. And while they were cleaning, they found a small jar of holy oil. The people built a beautiful new menorah. And when the menorah was finally lit, no one thought that the holy oil would last more than a day. But to their surprise, it lasted 8 days. It was a miracle. And now, menorahs can hold enough candles to celebrate the Hanukkah miracle. We light the menorah for 8 days, and we remember the brave Maccabees. And we thank God for the miracle of Hanukkah as we watch. We watch the light from the candles fill our family with warmth and love. And yes, my friends, we do play the dreidel and get our gelts and have a good time. And that is the end.